Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, I'm Nick Jensen of Holistic Health and Anxiety Coach. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives through holistic health and approach. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards balance, well-being. Together, we'll develop coping strategies, explore the root causes, and make positive lifestyle changes. So, let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. We're all this in it together. No one is alone. So in this episode, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, we'll be discussing something that's come up that said positive resilience is great, right? A positive resilience and also negative resilience. And the question that came up to me today is that positive resilience is great, but it's wise to also know that negative resilience, it may save years and improve our mental health. Well, let's put some light onto that. So, where can I go with this? So I guess, yeah, as much as we got positive resilience, we also got negative resilience. But how often do we actually neglect the negative resilience? What does that mean to have a negative resilience? A lot of holistic helping workers or coaches and in the arena, in the field, always emphasize resilience. Okay, it's cool if it's all positive, but also, hey, we don't live in a one-way street, right? There's two-way streets, so there's always the positive, negative, the duality, the ebbs and flows to everything, just knowing, accepting that, you know, things can go the other way. So if our mind can actually embrace positive, you know, after doing so much, being resilient, after doing something, you know, staying calm when anxiety comes, staying in the disturbance and not run away from disturbance, don't be too much of a avoidance, and we keep staying there, what's going to happen is that we're actually accepting it, facing it, moving it through, yeah, through our system, all that burning, that shit energy called the yoga energy or the power of breath of yoga. And through that, through, you know, just doing things, there are many tools we could use to burn through our anxiety, and that's called just keeping on it, and you find it becomes easy in time. It's never always easy, it's always going to be there, but we need to practice it. What do you do? How do you adaptability, right? So we're creating, and you're feeling this, I'm getting less of this, right? I'm getting less of this anxiety, less of this stress. And you kind of think about, well, what have I been doing that has entitled me to actually feel a bit better, more in ease with life, go easy peasy, right? So, however, we can be doing the wrong things, right? Or we can be doing the opposite things. It's also causing a resilience. The negative resilience, it's like, okay, are you aware? I mean, the real reason I'm putting this one together, and I want to really take this one to bed, is that to really understand there is always the negative resilience. There's just as much power there is in the positive resilience. There's also the negative resilience. We're resilient to change. We're resilient to, negative resilience. So let's go give that more light. Let's go with that. So let's kind of understand what negative resilience is. You know, it is the balance, and it's the key to mental health growth. And I just want to say that I could have saved lots and lots of time. Let's put it this way. For many, many, many years, I did a job that I really hated. And I know that a lot of you guys also going through some jobs that you really hate. But you do it because you've got a family, you've got a mortgage, you've got to pay the bankers off. I understand that. All right? So you've built up this supernatural force to keep you out there. Like you're kind of trapped, right? You've got to get up in the morning like a soldier. You've got to get out there. Sorry to say, but we're all soldiers of this life. No matter what you have, or, you know, or what you're doing, you just still got to do something. But now that something could be more calmer than the stresses involved or the anxiety involved in doing that something. So we got to, you know, do that. So there was many years. I did it. I did a lot of different jobs, and I hated them. Right? I totally hated them. However, through this anger, it's not anger, more like I built up the resistance of not moving and being stuck. And then I actually, because I was so anxious, I actually went and had a few drinks and socialized too much and lost totally. That's where my focus was going. And the more I felt into the trap of addiction, which I'll talk a little bit later. So we can be doing something we really hate. And now most of you guys are there. You've got a job, you've got a kids to feed, you've got a mortgage to pay. Once again, we're kind of trapped. All right, so yeah. So you can see that I was caught in this negative resilience, a negative field. I didn't have a way back. For many years, I just did, you know, I would be out there in the sun and doing all sorts of jobs, you know. All this environmental stuff and... just, there was one time I was actually driving a lot of Korea, and I really hated that, too much driving. And I remember those days, and just sitting in the cabin of a car, and I was also doing truck driving a long time ago, and totally hated that job. But I could still feel that they still developed that strength of doing that, and eventually I kind of forgot I was in that resilience. That's what I mean. We can actually get caught in the resilience that we're so strong to it, even though like you don't think about how hot it is out there. You know, let's imagine the road workers out there, rain, hail, shine. You know, they're there with their little stop signs warning us to slow down on traffic. And there they are, really hot, dressed in all these like heavy materials to stay safe from the sun. Australia is a very strong sun, can burn and all this sort of really quick, and I just imagine these people just out there doing it full time, part time, all right, on builders and carpenters and all that in the sun. They are building. They've got the resilience. Day after day, and when it's wet, that's probably when they rest. Most of the time, unless they're doing something internal in the building. So you can see how strong the mind can get and how resilient you can get into negative environments like the sun and the weather, the wind. So I think I've made my point through that, and I can tell you I would have saved hundreds and thousands of hours and also years of self-tormenting myself, hating what I was doing. And now, it's a little bit different because I'm more towards focusing on the positive resilience and doing things that creates a positive resilience. So, however, the topic here today is more about focusing on the negative resilience. So, let's go on with that. It is the key to mental health and growth. So, the resilience is often associated with positive traits such as strengths, adaptability, ability to bounce back from challenges. Yeah, we get stronger. All right, we get stronger the more we embrace something, the more we face something. And it's important to acknowledge this and the existence and the significance of also negative resilience. So negative resilience refers to the unhealthy coping mechanism. So even though it's unhealthy, we still have the strength to keep doing. Yeah, coping mechanism and defensive mechanism we employ in response to the stresses and adversity. Yeah, going against the, but you know, actually strengthening up from that. Well, positive resilience kind of helps us thrive. Negative resilience can hinder our personal growth and mental well-being. Even though we are resilient, but we are doing it, but we're really hating it, but there's also a message behind that layer of doing that our consciousness, we can actually push ourselves to really not think about that. All right, breathe all sorts of dust and do all sorts of stuff, the unhealthy, but we don't care. But that is another way of resilience. Like if you don't care for your own body, and then you come over this, but there's also negative effects. So now we're going to explore the concepts of the negative resilience, its impacts on mental health, and the importance of recognizing and addressing it. So go with that. Let's go with that. Let's come in. Let's put a definition to negative resilience. You know, this can be understood as the set of maladaptive behaviors. We'll go into that a little bit later. Maladaptive behaviors and coping strategies that individuals develop, right, to deal with difficult situations. So these behaviors might manifest as avoidance, denial, excessive self-criticism, hating yourself because you think you can't do any better than you are. No, because you're probably caught in that something that you're doing you don't like. Or that unhealthy resilience on the substance or unhealthy relationships. But we do it, we strengthen to it. You can be with the wrong partner. By the way, there is another little podcast coming up on relationships, and we're going to specifically go into that in the relationship and the unhealthy relationship. And often we can get trapped in something, but we are so, more not gullible, but more like we're so needy that we will stick with that relationship, become resilient and negative resilience to that relationship. Which fosters like growth and adaptability. This is a positive resilience. It can also keep individuals trapped in patterns, negative, that hinders their emotional psychology and social well-being. There's a few things there. It's unhealthy. The importance on mental health, negative resilience takes a toll on our mental health by, you know, perpetuating negative thoughts, patterns, going through it. Even, you know what? Even though we still are strong to the negative resilience, but there is the underlying issue that is so harsh on our mental health. All right, so harsh. It's creating this, boring these patterns and, you know, into our minds, like, and increasing the stress levels and the hindering development healthy coping mechanisms. Well, take a breather. Yeah. So when individuals, right, begin to rely on negative resilience, they often suppress their emotions, wow, leading to unresolved trauma. Not even giving ourselves a chance to be, you know, resolving the trauma, relaxing. We're always on anxiety, always like on the go, 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 always into the depression, always, 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 and always thinking, you know, that's creating a deeper neural path into the negativity, catastrophe, everything that can go worse in life. And mental issues. And I want to stop there because I know a lot of folks that you know, I keep watching them, and that some of these are kind of close friends of mine. I keep watching them from a distance, and I see how much negative energy they're generating, and before I know it, they're consistently getting sick. Their thoughts create sickness because they have this unresolved anxiety deep down, haven't managed to pop their little suckers out. And call it, it's just emotion energy trapped in their mind state. So when someone is constantly using unhealthy coping mechanisms, that creates kind of a cycle of self-destructive behavior, looping, exhilarating mental health in challenges. So yeah, let's look at another one. So the hindrance to the person, how are we hindered from our personal growth? Well, negative resilience can act as a barrier to personal growth and self-improvement. It prevents us from confronting and processing our emotions, inhibiting an ability to learn from adversity and develop healthier coping mechanisms. So when we rely on avoidance or denial, okay, we're trapped in that individual, we as individuals miss out on valuable opportunity, right, for self-reflection. Give yourself time to reflect. Learnings and personal transformation. We can't raise ourselves to a different level of consciousness. We'll always be stuck on a lower frequency of energy, vibrational energy, and kind of fluctuating and oscillating and all that sort of stuff. But we can't get up. You know, we need to be able to even have the habit of that, the happy land, all right? The happy mental drugs. That's where we need to be. And by being up the top there, we can, you know, have that habit. And through positive resilience, we can go there. But instead, the negative resilience keeps us stuck in the unproductive patterns. The patterns preventing us from reaching our full potential and leading for a more fulfilled life. So once we recognize and address the negative resilience, so the first thing we got to look at, step is towards addressing it. It requires seriously self-awareness and the willingness to examine one's own behaviors and coping. What do you cope? How do you cope? Objectively seeking support, coaches, anxiety coaches, whatever your thing is, psychologists, counselors, you know, and also anxiety coaches like me, in alignment with counselors and, you know, and accountability coaches and all that. So yeah, you've got a whole bunch of people you can pick to learn this kind of things from, right? So we can so you can develop a coping, healthy coping strategies and practicing self-care, and which, you know, this builds this positive relationship. And then only then, breaking free from negative resilient patterns. So but first of all, let's identify that we have, that everyone has or is going through negative resilience patterns. Sit back and really think about this. So we... positive resilience is often celebrated for its ability, you know, to help individuals navigate it and thrive. It's crucial to acknowledge the existence and impact of negative resilience, as mentioned earlier. We need to understand and address this straight away. Address this negative resilience saves lots and lots of years on our life and mental health, and then facilitate this personal growth. So let's recognize the unhealthy coping mechanisms and really develop healthy alternative. You've got resources out there. We've got resources out there. You can get health funds. You know, you can tap into that. And the world is moving faster. And I tell you what, well, there'll be so much. The medical arena of the mental health and health in general, I forced to increase the volume of counseling available to humanity, and just so we can break free from the negative resilient patterns. It's there, it's available, tap into it. And a lot of friends who are also counselors, and they are so busy at the moment, and it's all out there. You can get your hands on a free healthcare for mental illness. So it's available. And then I think I'd like to now address, what are some examples of maladaptive behaviors associated with it? Because I want to put a lot of energy on this, a bit of light on this. So, you know, we can drill this now and really enforce this. So what kind of examples are there, maladaptive behaviors with this negative resilience? This will include, like, let's talk to avoidance. And, you know, the avoidance is a, you know, really, it's a behavior associated with negative resilience. It involves avoiding or withdrawing from the challenging or uncomfortable situation instead of facing them head on. This can lead to missed opportunities and growth. And then it goes into this perpetual cycle of fear and avoidance, and you're always moving away, like the moving away from anything that's painful. Once again, this is good, but also if we're not going into the negative avoidance, negative resilience, this, you know, we're avoiding getting into it, understanding it, we just get sucked straight into it. So yeah. And then we look into denial. Denial is another maladaptive behavior. When someone refuses to acknowledge or accept the reality of a difficult situation, yeah, so they're doing something that's difficult, they're not accepting it, but they're creating a resilience. I mentioned much earlier. Now, this prevents us or them from seeking help, confronting their emotions, addressing the underlying issues, ultimately hindering their personal growth. Man, this one really applies to guys, all right? Until something really goes on, and then I get confused what's happening to them. So guys, if you're hearing this, or ladies, and if you're hearing this, don't be in denial. We're men, we're masculine, got the energy. I know, you're born that way. But man, reach out and get some help, all right? Allow yourself to be able to confront your emotions. Don't hold on tight, or just because your parents, and your grandparents and the parents before them have got this ancestral kind of chain that is so strong to break. And I'm a man, so I don't need to cry. I'm good. I'm so good. But we're bottling this thing up. You know, we're not going emotionally. It feels bad. Confront it and say it, you know, accept it and think about it. And whatever emotions there. Yeah. So also we can look at excessive self-criticism. As mentioned earlier, negative resilience often manifests as excessive self-criticism or self-blame. Far out. I was going to drop the F word back then, but self-blame. There's no one to self-blame. There's none. And what's more important, there's no one else to blame out there. Okay, so we become responsible and take that. You know, process that. Self-blame. That's the worst thing we can do. That's way down the emotional frequency channels. Emotional frequency. Way there. It's a good way to drop down like snakes and ladders. You're up the ladder, all of a sudden you get to go down the slippery tail of a snake. Down to the same space. Down to the self-blame. Down to the guilt. Down to the shame. Right? No need to do that. What's more important, think about this. Never ever blame anyone. Alright? Never blame yourself. This is the cause of negative resilience. It comes up. The tendency to blame themselves or their challenges and failures are not good enough, leading to seriously low self-esteem. It's a trap. Feeling that guilt and that shame and that negative self-image. This self-criticism, it is a mindset. It is a mindset. We don't want this. Which really, you know, hampers on personal growth and can contribute to mental health issues like anxiety, depression. So if you're doing this, let's just stop this. Let's move on to unhealthy coping mechanisms. What does that mean? So the negative resilience often involves relying on healthy coping mechanisms like to deal with stress and adversity. These may include like excessive alcohol, addiction to alcohol, substance use, you know, comes in from recreational substance use to excessive substance use, which kind of has a bad effect on the mind, and then a paranoia sets in and anxiety. Who knows, it goes everywhere. It can go deeper and deeper, and it creates a neural path to disaster. Also, you can go into emotional eating, self-harm, or engaging in toxic relationships. These behaviors also provide a temporary relief, but guess what? Not only Yeah, but they're moving away from not addressing the root causes of the challenges, leading to a cycle of negative resilience. Yeah, there's no harmony, there's no kindness, there's no self-compassion in doing this. Nothing at all. Let's move on to another one, the isolation, the self-isolation part of this. The negative resilience can lead us to social withdrawal and isolation. We may become isolated, we might isolate ourselves from friends, family, support networks, believing that they can handle the challenge on their own. Sure. However, isolation exhibits feelings of loneliness, okay? It increases the feelings of loneliness. Oh, I can handle this alone. I'm a man. I'm a strong woman. I can do this. No man or woman is an island. And feeling, you know, this increases the stress levels and higher personal growth through the lack of social support and connection. No one needs to feel lonely. But because of this negative resilience to neglecting it and all the other things, we connect with that. So it's really important now to note that these maladaptive behaviors are not, you know, exhaustive. Individuals may exhibit a combination of different behaviors depending on their unique circumstances and coping strategies. It's really important to recognize these behaviors within us and to address this ASP. So yeah, and to address this negative resilience and to help us to help promote mental well-being. So I really, really hope that this message gets out to everyone there. And if you feel like this, someone needs to know about this, maybe a family, a friend who's going through depression or anxiety and they need to be connected with a source, I'm just so happy to be creating this podcast, this information. Could be a lifeline for someone that needs to, you know, needs to hear this and needs to take the next level, needs to create a new awareness. And so friends, I was a joy to present this to you, and until our next episode, I'm wishing you kind, compassionate, living, gentle calmness to you all. And just have a wonderful Easter. Wishing you a great Easter break. And so until our next podcast, namaste, my friend. This is Nick Jensen, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Let me know if I can help anyway. Goodbye for now. Until our next episode.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.